VOA News, I'm Faith Lapidus. Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong is calling for the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader, saying that after his release from prison Monday, he will join massive protests against an extradition law. Carrie Lam must step down, Wong told reporters. He was one of the leaders of the 2014 Umbrella Movement and had spent 2 months in prison on charges related to those protests. He predicted that if Lam remains in office, more and more people will join our fight until the day we get back our basic human rights and freedoms. Authorities reopened roads Monday near government headquarters after nearly 2 million protesters clad in black marched Sunday against the controversial bill that would allow for extradition to China. Mostly young protesters blocked a street near the city's waterfront as they stood outside Lam's office. Iran has announced that it will break the uranium stockpile limit set by Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers in the next 10 days. Edward Uranian reports for VOA.
Spokesman Behruz Kamolvande told journalists that Iran has quadrupled low-level uranium production in recent days and will go beyond the 300-kilogram limit set by the 2015 accord on June 27. He said Iran would increase production of more heavily enriched uranium as well. But Kamolvande did not completely rule out a return to the limits of the 2015 nuclear accord if the European countries that signed it, France, Britain, and Germany, agree not to apply U.S. economic sanctions imposed in November of 2018. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. Boeing executives apologized Monday to airlines and families of victims of 737 MAX crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia as the U.S. plane maker struggles to regain the trust of regulators, pilots, and the global traveling public. Safety was on the minds of many at the Paris Air Show, including Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg.
Safety is sacred in this company. And our people who work in the factories, the engineers who design our airplanes, to all of us in every corner of this business, safety is simply the top priority in everything we do.
While Boeing was in a visibly contrite mood, rival Airbus launched a new long-range single-aisle jet, beating Boeing to a market that both aviation giants predict will grow. The United States is reopening its permanent U.S. Agency for International Development mission in Somalia 28 years after it closed. Although the U.S. never formally severed diplomatic relations with Somalia, the U.S. Embassy in Mogadishu closed in 1991 when the civil war in the 1980s led to the collapse of the country's central government. On Monday, USAID also announced nearly $185 million in humanitarian assistance for the people of Somalia. Mexican authorities are boosting enforcement efforts along routes used by many migrants heading north to the U.S. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Mexico plans to send 6,000 National Guard troops to its border with Guatemala by tomorrow. Over the weekend, Mexican authorities were busy along routes migrants often use in southern Mexico, checking IDs, pulling migrants off public transportation, and stopping four trucks packed with nearly 800 migrants. The National Migration Institute says 1,000 immigration agents have already been dispatched to the country's north and south borders as Mexico faces increased pressure by the United States to slow the surge of mostly Central American migrants through its territory. I'm Matt Small.
Australian military chiefs are warning of the threat from increasingly sophisticated cyber attacks. They say that while the dangers do not need a traditional military response, Australia must find new ways to combat them. They've echoed concerns raised by Washington about the use of computer attacks and the manipulation of social and mass media during Russia's efforts to seize Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. At least two strong earthquakes shook the southwestern Chinese province of Sichuan on Monday, but there were no immediate reports of casualties. The first quake, with a depth of 16 kilometers, was centered near the city of Yibin. State media said tremors were felt in other major cities, including Chengdu and Chongqing. Southwestern China is frequently hit by quakes. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1. The Voice of America. VOA 1.